Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and how is everyone doing this evening? I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are back, you guys. Not back officially, but we took a little break because you guys know that we usually don't do this show in season, but we decided to have a special show for you tonight. This gentleman is somebody that is causing amazing waves in the entertainment sports industry. He's working with top professionals like Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Maurice Jones-Drew. A little different side of the game for you guys tonight, because we're usually talking to coaches and to players, but this gentleman is on the business side of things. He's off the field, and he has some unique experiences with some premier athletes, and we're going to get his viewpoints tonight. For those that are joining us for the very first time, Before You Go Pro is a company that is solely focused on developing student athletes, football players in particular, for life beyond the game. And tonight's show is definitely in line with that. The gentleman that I'm talking about is none other than Mr. Manny Tess. He is the CEO and president of the Tess Group, and they do custom event creation, you guys. And they do exclusive concierge service, charities, fundraisers, everything. So I think we already have Manny on the line. Manny, can you hear us tonight?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much for your time.
Perfect. Well, we are excited to have you on. I know this is your first time in the BYGP locker room. And Brittany, if you're listening, thank you so much for the referral to get Manny on tonight, but pleasure having you. And I know this is your first time on. We usually have high school, junior college, college guys who want to get to the next level, their parents, coaches on the line. So we may even have a couple calls in, and definitely excited to have you. Let's get started, Manny. For those that don't know you, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New York City.
From New York City, and now you're currently living in Las Vegas. What was it that got you all the way to the West Coast?
Well, actually, it was opportunity. You know, I lived in New York my whole life. I grew up in New York, and I would always go out to the West Coast to have fun, just vacation, a couple of events. And as time went on, I just saw the opportunity that instead of just going out there a few times and traveling cross country, I might as well just come out here, start a company, and do what I love and help facilitate events, helping people out. So it kind of just grew organically from there.
Now, a lot of your clientele are superstar athletes. And did you play sports growing up, or did you just kind of take a gravitational pull towards athletes?
I mean, like everyone else, when I was younger, you know, elementary school, high school, I played basketball, soccer, a couple of sports. I was a Division I collegiate soccer player, and I broke my leg in college, so that ended my hopes and dreams. So I was never a professional athlete, but I was a very highly recruited high school and college soccer player.
Wow. So obviously a competitive person and a hard worker. What was it about creating events, charities, that said, this is my calling, this is where I want to plant my flag?
Well, in the beginning, I was young, it was cool. We all like to go out, have a good time, create memories. So it started out as, okay, you know what, I can do this. Let me put together a small event. I'm always going out with my friends or with my colleagues or with my family. So it started off as just doing small things. And as time went on and my network grew and my experience grew, it became just larger and larger events. And eventually it was like, wow, I can make a living doing this and also help people along the way. So it started out as something fun to do with your friends, and then it grew into something as, okay, I can make a career out of it, and who doesn't want to go out and party and have a good time? We all do, right?
I hear you. Definitely, if, like you said, you can make a career out of it. When did you kind of start to get your headway or make some traction? Because I know that this is an industry that's tough to break into. Was there a particular moment or relationship? When did you start to have your breakthrough?
Well, I moved out to Las Vegas about 8.5 years ago. Initially, I worked for one of the companies here, one of the hospitality groups that ran a couple of nightclubs, some pools, some restaurants, and I got acclimated to the city. I learned all the ins and outs of Las Vegas. I met all the quote-unquote big players. And after about a year, it became clear to me that a lot of the people that I worked with and I, we had different outlooks on life, and we just had a different way about us. The one thing I could say about East Coasters are we're hard workers, and we're very, very aggressive-minded when it comes to business. So when you get to the West Coast, I think it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. People like to enjoy themselves a little bit more. You know, you got a lot more beach life and a really easygoing mentality. So I decided I would just go out on my own. I had built a network all my years in business, and I just figured it was the right time. And it wasn't like I start my company and overnight I'm a success. No, of course not. It took a couple of years of just putting my head down, grinding it out, putting in 80, 90, 100-hour weeks to gain clients, make sure that they were taken care of, you know, ask for referrals, follow up with them, keep pounding the pavement and making sure I can meet as many people as I could and give them all the best possible service. And my breakthrough probably came about 5 years ago. I had gotten to a point where I had a certain amount of professional athletes that were, you know, the bigger names in their field, in the NBA and the NFL, and they would refer their teammates, their coaches, and I kind of became known as the Vegas plug. And from there, it just kind of took off.
So there's different levels, obviously, to building a business. You have that initial start phase, and then you start to get some traction, and you got some clients, and now you're trying to reach it to the top, and you guys have done that, and now you're trying to sustain. What are some of the key things that you think about as a business owner as far as sustaining your business right now?
Well, the number one thing in hospitality, in my world, is accountability. You know, it's being able to, when somebody contacts you, you contact them back in a timely manner. When somebody makes a request, if you can't do it, you manage expectations. You tell me, you know what, I can't do this, but I can do X, Y, Z. And lastly, is just treat people with respect. You know, I'm in a very competitive field. There's a lot of concierge companies in the world. There are a lot of hospitality companies ranging from, you know, billion-dollar companies to individual ones like myself and small companies. So I'm not the only person in this sandbox. But I've realized, and I was taught at a young age, that if you treat people the way that you want to be treated and if you're consistent, you're going to win the race. I might not be the biggest company. I might not be, you know, the best company with all the bells and whistles, but we are consistent. Our reputation precedes us. The people that we work with keep coming back, and it's because we are consistent, we're honest, and we treat everyone the way that we want to be treated. And don't get it wrong. We don't just work with professional athletes. We work with with anyone that wants to go to Vegas. We've expanded now. We do concierge company around the country. So people want to go to Miami, LA, New York. So we're not specifically only athletes. We just are very lucky that we have a very strong foothold with a significant amount of professional athletes.
And I definitely appreciate bringing you on because it gives our athletes, our parents, our coaches a different view of the game. You know, many of them may not get to the level where they use your services, but maybe a couple of them do. And also it gives them an idea of other ways that they can possibly work outside of football one day too, just like you work outside of soccer. So this is a huge show tonight, Manny, and we definitely appreciate your time. Your company has grown pretty fast, and obviously, like you said, it's a competitive industry. When you look at possible ways of expansion, what are some things that you have on your forecast?
Everyone keeps telling us, you know, why don't you market? Why aren't you doing, you know, Facebook ads and Instagram and buying media? And that's a really good way to grow your company. But what I've chosen to do is I've chosen to not do that, and I've grown my company organically, which means, like I said earlier, I'm asking my clients to refer people, and I'm asking their referrals to refer people. And we've just built it organically because we've wanted to create this experience, and we want to make sure that we're not just having all these people contact us from all different walks of life, and we're getting overwhelmed where now we're not able to be the boutique company that we are. So to answer your question, it goes back to being consistent, asking for referrals. But if I really wanted to tomorrow blow up and expand my company, it would be through marketing.
For athletes today, Manny, and obviously I know this is on your radar and you're aware of this, but the social presence that they have is a lot of them, we're looking at Antonio Brown as we speak. You know, some of them, they fall victim to the weight of all of the social fame and just the cameras on them. These guys are coming out to Vegas and they want to have a good time. Do you guys scrutinize or screen the type of athletes that you want to work with and affiliate your brand with?
Initially, we do not. So initially, when somebody contacts us and they want us to work with them, we will work with them, or at least, you know, we'll have the conversation. But there have been times where we've turned away clients and won't work with them again for various reasons. So, and speaking of Antonio, I've had the pleasure of meeting him. He's a great guy. You know, what he's going through is unfortunate. And I think the way that the media spins things a lot of times is not a real accurate depiction, because I've had the pleasure of meeting him. We've spent times together. We've in different cities, and he's a really great person, very intelligent. And he's actually a very humble guy. So, but, you know, you read ESPN or some of these other articles and you see what's happening now with the GM, and people are automatically just like, oh, this guy's, you know, greedy, or it's all about money. And unfortunately, social media can be your best friend, but it can also be your worst enemy at times.
Do you find that some of the athletes that you work with are a little bit more savvy as far as their brand image or as far as business, maybe even in a particular sport compared to another?
Now they are, yes. I mean, I think now professional sports and athletes, they've gotten a lot better at educating not only the athlete, but their families. They start in the college level, and now they're learning about marketing, about business opportunities on and off the field. So, yes, I think most professional athletes are very aware, some more than others because they might care more or because they might be high profile. But yes, overall, they're definitely very business savvy.
Thank you for that feedback, Manny. And for those that are just joining us for the first time, we are in the BYGP locker room. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, with the pleasure of having Manny Tess from the Test Group. and they do event planning, charities, fundraisers for a lot of the superstar athletes that you guys follow, probably putting on your fantasy teams right now. We've got roughly about 15 more minutes, Manny, and we definitely appreciate your time. I know you've seen a lot in Vegas and these entertainers. I know you work with all kinds of entertainers. Do you think that some of these athletes and entertainers are targeted, or do you think that it's kind of them making their own mistakes?
I mean, in my experience, it's definitely a bit of both. I definitely see people targeting them, and I also see the other side of it where at times, you know, these guys want to have a good time and they want to let their guard down, and it's just a little frustrating where they just can't get a break. You know, you're sitting at dinner with your wife or your girlfriend or your family, and you can't have a meal because all these people are going to come bother you for an autograph and a picture, or you're at a sporting event and the exact same thing. You don't have any privacy. So it's definitely a bit of both. It's unfortunate at the time that we live in right now where we have no privacy.
We definitely hear you, and I know that you experienced that as well. As far as your own personal branding, because you have to bring in new people, employees to your business, and then, like I said, you're working with so many business professionals. Are there some best practices you use or employ as far as just your own personal brand?
I do. It's really hard for me to bring in new staff because of what you just said. At the end of the day, they represent me and my company. So there is a vetting process, and it's also, it takes time. Yeah, I feel like I have to know someone before I can bring them into my team, because if they make a mistake, it affects me, and it has a ripple effect. So if I hire someone and they're taking care of client A and they make a big mistake, or they just ruin that relationship, it's not just a loss of client A. Now that client's going to say, oh, you know, the Kess group screwed me over or messed me up, or I didn't have a good time, or whatever the case might be. And that's not going to be heard by 10 other people. So that ripple effect is something that I try very hard to not have happen. Now, listen, no one is perfect in business and in life. Mistakes happen, but you try to minimize that, and you try to make sure that your staff is on the same page that you are, because again, I'm a bulldog. I'm a New Yorker. I work hard. I play hard. I want things to be perfect for my clients in every situation. And if I don't have somebody on my team that has that same mentality, then it's not going to work. You can't be laissez-faire and just be like, oh, you know, it's okay. We'll get it next time. There is no next time in my business. If I screw up, they're going to find somebody else to do it.
I love it, and I can tell you are somebody that takes accountability, and that's what you hold your team to. So no wonder why the Kess Group has grown so fast. As far as, you know, athletes, like let's say that you had a son that had just signed up, letter of intent to go to Penn State, and you know that he's going to get exposed and people are going to be around him. What type of advice would you give your son as far as just making sure he stays on the right track today?
Honestly, the most important thing that I've learned from all my professional athletes that are clients and friends is to be very wary of the people you keep in your corner. You know, we all have childhood friends that have chosen a different path than we have. And even though they were your best friends in second grade, when you get to high school or college or become a pro, if they don't evolve, then it's better to just have them be your childhood friend. And they don't have to be right by your side, because that is probably the single biggest problem that most professional and collegiate athletes face, is their childhood friends doing something, let's say, inappropriate or wrong in their presence, and them being boys, they want to back up their boy, and then they get themselves in a bad situation. So, you know, everyone's going to tell you you're going to get exposed, right? The cameras are going to be in your face. There's going to be agents talking to you. There's going to be schools talking. There's going to be teams talking to you. But no one tells you, hey, be careful about your friends, because even your family, you might have that one cousin who's just, you know, just a different kind of person. And if you're not careful, you're going to be with that cousin, and he's going to do something, whether it's carrying an unregistered gun, whether it's driving with a suspended license. It could be a number of things that can he or she can do wrong. It's still going to come bite you in the butt. So that would be my advice.
Amazing advice, Manny. And I think we all have that family member, Manny, that might not be the one you want to hang out with. So you're right. You got to have, even though it can hurt sometimes, you guys, you got to have that discernment. A couple more questions, Manny, and I know your time is precious. So once again, thank you so much for your time. When you look at this upcoming football season, what are some things that are on your agenda? If I'm a young player, maybe even after the season, and I'm thinking about working with the KESS group, what are some of the services and things that you guys offer?
Well, we have first and foremost, we have a full-service concierge company. So we do travel, we do event planning. So it can be something as simple as a group of people, like I said, going to New York or Miami for a few days. We help them pick their hotels. We can help them with dinner reservations. Obviously, for adults or for people over 21, we could set up their nightclubs, their pool parties, events, whether it's, if you're in Miami, you want to take out a boat for a day, do a little excursion. If you're in Vegas, you can race cars. You can go shoot guns in a gun range. There's many different things that we do. So we do event planning, and we do concierge services. And then we also do international travel. We've had a lot of clients in the summer that go to different parts of Europe, whether it's Italy or France or Greece. We set up their travels there. So it's really the full gamut of concierge services. And then with our athletes, we help them, whoever needs it, with like the charity events. We do a lot of charitable events all throughout the year. So we can help you plan that, execute that. So we do a vast array of services.
Do you feel like athletes today, I know you have the outliers that do really get it, but do you just feel like as a whole athletes today understand the leverage that they have?
I mean, listen, we're bombarded with so much information. You know, look at the situation. 5-10 years ago, we wouldn't know what was going on, but now it's just so prevalent. It's in our face day and night. It's on our phone. You can't avoid it. So yes, people are aware, because you turn on the television right now, what are you hearing about? You're hearing about AB all day long. Yeah. That wasn't the case 5 or 10 years ago. But now people's jobs, they're beat reporters. That is their job, to go out there and hang around the team all day long, hang around a college all day long to get a piece of information. So yes, they know what's going on. They're aware, and everything can be seen now. How much money this guy made on his Nike contract? How much guy that made on his Adidas deal? Oh, how much money this person made on his right guard commercial? So it's so easily accessible that, and we're on our phones all day and all night. So I don't see how someone does not know their leverage and their power at this day and age.
Yeah, and it's just about teaching them how to utilize it properly, and that's what we're doing. And once again, we appreciate your time. We'll leave you with this one, Manny. I know that there are a lot of great people that you work with. Every once in a while, you may take a step back and say, wow, it's a pleasure to work with this person. I've watched this person. Who would that person be that maybe made you pause a little bit in the midst of doing your job? And give us a top three, dead or alive, that you would love to work with and throw an event for if you had the opportunity.
Well, it's like asking your father which his favorite child is. So I can't tell you who my favorite client is right now, but I definitely have a couple of athletes, but some non-athletes that are on top of that list. But the second part of that question is to what are the top three people that I would like to work with? I would love to work with Elon Musk. I mean, the guy is just a genius. So
nice.
I think it would be an incredible opportunity to meet him and get to him, let alone plan something for him. And then,
you may have to go to the moon on that one, Manny.
Yeah, you know, and my guy, Jeff Bezos, I mean, you know, someone who's going to have the first $1 trillion company. I had the pleasure of meeting him once in a nightclub, but to be able to work with someone that has no budget and, you know, absolute no restrictions could be a really, really fun experience, because then, you know, the gloves come off and you can just get something created and go, my goodness, like you said, to the moon, you know, having no restrictions. It could be a lot of fun planning that event. And who else? I mean, I would have wished to have worked with someone like Muhammad Ali, because when it comes to athletes with style and flair, can you imagine, you know, having set this up for this guy and just listening to talk to everyone? Tom, he was so loved, and yet he was talking about somebody who knew his power and who knew how to work a crowd. Oh my God, that would be a sight. That could be goosebumps thinking about someone like that.
That's one hell of a list right there. Musk, Bezos, and Muhammad Ali. There you go. And you're the one to pull it off, you and the Kess group. So we definitely appreciate your time, Manny. And I know that the athletes are listening. This is probably a new conversation that they've never even thought of. But this is what takes place, you guys. These athletes get into a certain level, and they're looking for people like Manny and his team to make sure that everything works for them, their family, and their friends. So we really appreciate your time. So many big things, accountability, you know, the amount of work that you put to get it to this level. The part about your friends having to evolve, your family was huge. One last question, Manny, if you don't mind, because you talking about planning a party for those type of individuals made me think that there has to be a lot of pressure that you go through and your team goes through at times, and these athletes go through pressure. Just can you leave us with how you and your team deal with pressure and continue to succeed?
Yes, and that was one thing that I wanted to interject. I would be nowhere without my team. My sister was my first employee, and she's the co-founder of my company, and everyone else on our staff, we would not be as successful in where we are without their hard work. Because one thing I learned when I went to the Naval Academy was you're only as strong as your weakest link. And let me tell you, my staff has helped me out of jams so many times where I didn't think of something or I missed something, and they were there to be like, oh, don't forget about that. And it's so important. And one thing that I will tell you about the premier athlete is they're great athletes, but their team is what puts them over the edge.
Great
their
point.
Their strength and conditioning coach, their PR rep, their masseuse, all those people are part of their team, you know, and that's who makes them be an elite athlete. Because the difference between the first rounder and the 10th rounder, everyone has their own opinion. But my opinion is it's obviously the fight and the dog, but also your team.
Great
That's
point right there,
if
Manny.
If you look at the Grand Prix, all those cars are Formula One cars. But you know what? There's always two or three teams that are at the top of that podium. And it's because Lewis Hamilton races for a great team. If you put him in the last place car, I don't think Lewis Hamilton is winning every race as dominantly as he is right now.
You got the nail on the head right there, and that is a great point to finish off with, Manny. So, yes, you guys, who's your team? I don't care if you're in high school, junior college, the pros, who is around you, helping take the monkey off your back, helping you when it's tough, pumping you up, and keeping you going. So thank you so much, Manny. And one day I can't wait to meet you soon, buddy, and definitely get you back on the show. Where can people find you? If we have a potential athlete listening right now, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
They can go on our site at www.thekessgroup.com, and they can contact us there. And listen, I really appreciate your time. I'm happy to be able to impart some knowledge. I've been doing this for over 15 years. I've been in hospitality, and you get to see a lot of things. You get to learn a lot. I'm very grateful and very blessed to have met some amazing people and that have taught me so many things. So if I can help a few high school or college players and athletes learn something, it makes it that much more rewarding for me.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Manny, and you have a wonderful one, and I know that you're getting ready for the football season, buddy, so we'll catch up with you later.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, there you have it. Just a different spin on the usual show that we have here for the BYGP Locker Room. That is Mr. Manny Kess. This is somebody that owns the Kess Group. This is a group in Las Vegas that makes sure that all athletes and entertainers that work with him are taken care of. That's from the limo to the restaurants, hotel, shows, and really gives them the VIP service. This is a true business professional that has made his business a juggernaut from the ground up. So there is the Kess Group, and hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. This is a one-off show, so we won't be back next week, but we definitely want you to check out our website, www.beforeyougopro.com, because we have tons of great content that is centered around helping student athletes, football players, get to the next level on and off the field, scrape the plate, use their leverage, so maybe one day you can meet or work for or own something like Manny has. So I know you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. Hopefully that made some light bulbs come on. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for the BYGP team, and we will definitely see you at the top. Check us out on our website. Have a good one.